You please be seated. Well, it's lovely to have you all here. It's lovely to be able to baptize in the past. We haven't actually had very many children or baptisms lately, but it is nice to have one today. You know, I think there is a subtle difference. Well, I know there's a difference between the baptism of babies and the baptism of a young person who can decide for himself, such as Theo. The baptism of babies is always very special, and I would like to put it on record now that I'm not one of those priests who believes in baptizing anything that moves, all right? I do not do that. I always believe that faith has got to be significant and it's got to be there somewhere. And if a baby comes to church, clearly has no understanding of what's going on, well then the faith that is truly important is the faith of the parents and the godparents who are promising that as that child grows up, they will help that child mature in so many ways, but also come to faith. The act of baptism in that instance is, in my mind, it's almost like a little visual prayer that by bringing our children to church, we act in faith that one day they will come to faith. So there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But it's a great delight when you get somebody who's able to articulate their faith and say, I want to be baptized myself. And that's exactly what we have this morning. So well done to Theo for standing up and having the courage in front of all of us to profess his faith, declare his wish to be baptized, and for us to do so. I just want to remind you a little bit of that passage that Carolyn read out for us from Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord then, says Paul, I urge you to live a life worthy of your calling. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly believe that God has called Theo to this point today.
Amen.
Amen? Yes, God has called Theo to this point. And the fact that Theo has responded is a sign of the Holy Spirit at work in his own life. And he's saying, yes, I agree. And I think that this is great and good. And I want to be, and just as Jesus identifies with me by dying for me upon the cross, I wish to be identified with him and declare my faith. And his baptism is a public witness of that. Now, I believe that God's calling is universal. But, of course, as I'm sure you appreciate, that universal call is not always universally received. Some people hear the call and they reject it. Others haven't sadly had the chance to respond one way or another. But when you get somebody who positively affirms their faith, that's a great thing, and to be encouraged. And so Theo's baptism this morning, a mark of his calling in Christ and his walk in faith, is a reminder to us all, actually, those of us who have been baptized, that we wish to live up to our own calling too, and to be worthy of it. But, of course, Theo, I'd like to point out that today is not the end of your journey. It's not as if you've suddenly passed your exam and you can say, I've made it! Because actually it's just the start of a lifelong journey. I don't know about you, but the more I read my scriptures and the more I say my prayers, and the more I talk about it and share it with other people, the more important it becomes to me. The more valuable it is, the more wonderful it is, the more splendid it is. And the deeper I go into it, the more I understand that there's more to know. I think the gospel is a wonderful thing, isn't it? On one hand, it's such a simple message that even a child can understand it. But on the other hand, it's such a profound message that we never, there's always something to learn, something to know, something to explore. And it says this here. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope. And then it says this. For it was the Lord who called some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And that's what we want for Theo, isn't it? That he should become mature and somehow attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Actually, it's not just what I want for Theo, it's what I want for me and for you. That we all become mature and somehow attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And of course, I think the thing is that once you start exploring it, and once you start dipping into the Christian faith, you see things that you hadn't seen before, you learn things that you hadn't learned before, you understand things that you didn't know before, or didn't realize before, and then you hit yourself on the back of the head and say, well, why didn't I see that? It seems perfectly obvious, but on the other hand, it's come to you through a revelation of the Holy Spirit, and through study, and as you've come to appreciate what's going on. And as I said earlier, there's always more to be received. So baptism is not the end of the journey, it's just the start of a lifelong journey as we grow in faith and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we become mature, attaining to the fullness of Christ. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, we do it by reading our
Bible.
I'm so glad that you got a Bible today. That was good, wasn't it? So we do it by reading our Bible. So read your Bible as much as you can. And I don't just mean read it, but concentrate on it. Study it. Enjoy it. Some of it's difficult, but actually the more you start to read it, the more sense the difficult passages make. And even when they seem bizarre and strange and peculiar, you begin to appreciate that there is a point to it all. So, first of all, read your Bible. And if you don't understand it, what do you do?
Ask God to show you what it means.
Ask God to show you what it means. And if you can't, and if once you've asked God, what else can you do?
Pray.
You can ask somebody, ask the vicar, is what she said. Yeah, I was going to say, call a friend, you know, phone a friend. Yeah, that's right. You can ask somebody else. We actually learn as we read the Bibles, as we talk about it together, study it together, ask questions together, and actually, as always, pray. Somebody said pray here. Pray. So please do that. And then, of course, the other thing is that sometimes life is hard, isn't it? Life is difficult. Nobody said that being a Christian is going to be always easy. So then we need to be encouraged. May we pray for one another and encourage one another so that we might grow in our faith and our understanding and maintain and attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, becoming mature, and may we be one body in Christ and encouragement. So that's what we want. We want Theo to become mature. Our faith becomes real the more we do it. It's a practical faith. It's not just a thoughtful thing. Did you notice? I'm going to shock you now because I know you haven't appreciated this. But we've had a change of government. Have you heard that? yeah, that's right. And what does Keir Starmer say? He says my government is going to be a government of service. All right. Well, I'd like you to know that the Christian life is one of service too. And so, and actually our faith becomes real the more we do it, the more we serve one another. Our faith becomes real the more we grow into it and understand it. Our faith becomes real the more we encourage and pray one another in it. And so thank you, Theo, for being baptized today. It's been a great privilege to do that for you. And we pray and trust that you will grow in your faith and your understanding. Indeed, everybody here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.